many of you came to praise God? Ready? How many of you brought a song with you? What did you bring to church with you today? Amen? Somebody say, I brought my problems. Somebody say, did you bring a praise, a song, doctrine? Amen? A shout? Somebody say, hallelujah. Turn around and look at somebody and say, I'm here to be a blessing to you. Tell somebody that. Say, I'm here to be a blessing to you. Say, I'm just not here for myself. I'm here to praise God and be a blessing to you. Say, I came in the right spirit today. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you can make a confession and it'll come to pass. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Magnificent God. God.
So repeat this.
Magnificent God. Magnificent Lord. Magnificent God. Magnificent
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Brother Jesse, come on. Hallelujah. Find yourself somebody that's got great faith. You might have to leave and go get yourself a partner. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we on? Praise God.
Sister Jane Ellen, you might need to come out there so he can reach the buttons, dear. Amen. Thank you.
All right. How's everybody doing this morning? Praise God. It's offering time. Amen. So we're just going to be obedient in the area of giving and be blessed. Does that sound good? If you're giving by cash, I have offering envelopes. If you'd like one, just raise your hand. And all right, praise God. Can you pass those for me? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When you have your offering ready, just stand up and say, I've got it. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have it ready, just lift it up in the air and let's just pray over it. Lord, we come today in obedience to your word in the area of finances. And Lord, we bless you with what you've blessed us with. And Lord, I thank you that as we obey in that area, that you're bestowing your blessings upon us and you're rebuking the devourer on our behalf, Father. I thank you that the curse is broken over our lives. Lord, we rebuke debt and lack and sorrow. We rebuke things breaking and unexpected disaster in our lives, Father. We thank you for protecting what we have, God, and blessing us, Lord. I pray that you bless us this week and those that are obedient, Father, whatever they need, we just receive that right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Amen. The Bible says to bring your tithes to the storehouse, so we just like to bring it up. So if you can, you may do so at this time.
Amen. Isn't he good? Hallelujah. Irene's going to take the kids for us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Y'all can go on right on back to the kids' room. Whatever you need to move, move it. Hallelujah. And do whatever you've got to do. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many of y'all are excited about God this morning?
Amen.
Ready to hear from heaven?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many of you know that God wants you to be? I'm going to ask you that question one more time. How many of you know that God wants you to be victorious? The life of the believer is victorious. And when victory doesn't manifest, look at somebody and say, Houston, we have a problem. Point to the person beside you and say, Houston, we have a problem. Because the believer is to be victorious. Amen. And every once in a while we talk about mountains that won't move, demons that won't go, situations that won't change. Is it because God is unwilling?
No.
Is he impotent that he can't do it? I'm going to say, whoa. Somebody make a weird noise for me. Any weird noise will do. Amen. Hallelujah. Do another one. That feels good. Amen. How many of you ready to have some stuff give up? I believe I heard from heaven today. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Do y'all remember when the children of Israel marched around Jericho, and they took it down? Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Well, many times, you know, we can have these roller coaster things. We accomplish one thing, then we get real fat in our head. Amen. We walk into this good thing that God has to do. God pulls us up out of the ditch, up out of the mess, and we just get our head up above the dirt, the slime, and the grud of the world. Amen. We get ourselves above all that stuff, and then we forget from whence we've come. Amen. Or we forget where we're trying to go. So we say, I'm not just trying to get out of a hole. I'm trying to go from glory to glory. I'm trying to go where God wants me to go. I'm trying to be who God wants me to be. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Why don't you open your Bible to Exodus chapter 20. And he says right here, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God that brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Look at somebody and say, if you're saved, God brought you out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. And you are no longer bound. Period. Point blank. When you're in bondage, you can try to get out all you want to. But if you're enslaved and somebody owns you, you ain't going nowhere. Amen. Let me say thank you, Jesus. They have a holiday around here. They call it Juneteenth. And I didn't know what Juneteenth meant. Amen. I had no understanding what Juneteenth, and maybe some people that you don't know what Juneteenth, they have a holiday down here in Texas, and they call it Juneteenth. And may our black brothers and sisters celebrate Juneteenth. And what is Juneteenth all about? Them folk forgot they were free.
What was it?
Come on, help me here.
That was when they found.
They were already free,
but they didn't know it. That's when they got the news.
Somebody say amen. Well, that's the way it is with a lot of Christians. We come to church trying to get delivered. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Trying to get the devil off our back. Amen. When you're saved, somebody say, you're already free. You just haven't heard the news. Amen. They were still working the fields. Amen. Still yes, son, no, ma'am, all this mess. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, still calling somebody their master that was no longer their master. They were free. Amen. And every once in a while, for silly Christians, we need to preach a Juneteenth message. Amen.
Amen.
So they say, obviously you forgot that you're no longer in Egypt. You're no longer bound. Amen. Some say, get off that field. Amen. Come out of that hot kitchen. Amen. Stop serving someone that was never intended to be your God. Somebody that was never intended to be your Lord. Some say, you're already delivered. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We need to realize when we go to God, we're not the sick trying to get healed. We're the healed of God, and the devil's trying to make us sick.
Amen.
Some say, in the realm of the spirit, I'm already free, and God's already brought us out.
Amen.
And we don't have any other gospel, amen, other than that. Jesus has already set you free, and you just need to receive it.
Amen.
And I don't care what anybody says. If somebody say, if they got something, well, this devil just won't budge. This devil just won't go. Well, obviously it's not the devil. It must be you. You can't deliver people from themselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Every once in a while you want to speak to people and say, hey, devil, get off that woman. Get off that woman. But every once in a while we need to preach messages. Get off that devil. Leave that devil alone. Stop blaming everything on the devil. They've been watching too many of those Flip Wilson shows. Flip Wilson used to always say, the devil made me do it. You're going to go to hell for lying, first of all, and for doing what you decided to do. You thought it up. You planned it up. You practiced it. Amen. And performed it.
Amen.
Well, I'm preaching good this morning. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. The word of God says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Not trying to get there.
Amen.
He said, listen, I'll save you. I'll deliver you. I'll set you free. And in 6 months from now, I'll get the devil off of you. Let me say, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Somebody say hallelujah. You can be free if you want to. You can be, or you can have somebody lie to you and go through all this. Somebody say, we're ready to go on to the next, go on to great things with God. And stop letting people lie to you. You don't know all the details, and I don't know all the details, but we know the word. And he spoke these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt serve, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Some say, no other gods. Say it one more time. No other gods before me. Now, come on, people. We're hearing this message preached a lot politically. People think we should have no other religions. Of course, that's true. But I tell you what, there are a lot of gods, even though there's not a religion with it.
Amen.
There are many gods in the land, but we just haven't gotten them tax exemption status yet. Amen. Amen. There are people that are addicted to shopping. Amen. Materialism. Amen. Addicted to the flesh. There are lots of gods, but they just don't have a church yet. Amen. There are a lot of people at church this morning. Amen. There are places of worship right now. What you put your heart into, what you put your mind into, what comes first in your life is your church service. There are a lot of people right now sitting there listening to the message of Pastor Sheets this morning. Amen. You know, what you serve is your God. If it controls what you do, what you think, and how you feel, it's your God. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever has the ability to make you do something, make you feel, if it has the ability to change the way you feel, you need to check that sucker. That's a God. Amen. If it has the ability to change to change what you do, the abundance of it or the lack of it, amen, that's a God. You need to correct it and put it in its place. Amen. Somebody say,
you shall have
no other gods.
God.
He said, out of the house of bondage, thou shalt have no other gods. Thou shalt not make any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God. Some say, God is jealous. Some say, hallelujah. He makes no exception. He's just jealous, point blank. He wants all of your heart. When he created you for himself with no intentions of sharing you with anybody else or any other thing or any other person. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Somebody say hate and love and keep my commandments. Jesus said, look, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if we love God, we're going to keep his commandments, right? And if we hate God, we're going to just forget all of them. Amen. See, love is just more than a feeling. Amen. Somebody say, it's more than a feeling. See, the feeling will come when you do the works of love. Amen. Love is more than a feeling. Love is obedience. Love is faith. Love is stability. Amen. Love is commitment. Love is responsibility. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Right? That's why people mess up a lot. They don't know anything about love. Somebody say hallelujah. What do you go after the feeling's gone? Amen. Something's still got to be there. Somebody say love. Let's go on. Somebody say hallelujah. Who else has got this verse? Brother Jesse Ure. Amen. Somebody say thank you. We left off at verse 6. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Somebody say, don't take his name in vain. You're so vain. Probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. Amen. There are a lot of people that take the Lord God in vain and never let a cuss word come out of their mouth. When you put his name on, you put his person on. Amen. And the Bible says, my word will not return unto me void. Amen. But it will accomplish. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That which it's sent forth to do. And if you got Jesus on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost is inside of you, and you're not doing anything with your life, you're not making a difference in the world, you're not the light that God called you to be, you're not the salt of the earth. Somebody say it's a sin to put on the name of Jesus, who you are, amen, and live a vain, empty, amen, life just like everybody else when God called us to be a peculiar people. Set apart. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says those that know the Lord their God and will be strong and do exploits. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You've got a name, glory. I'm going to tell you what, if I walked in here and I was a part of the royal family and I had that name, I could do some things. Look at somebody and say, you got a name. Are you living up to it? Or is it in vain? I'm saved and it's Jesus in me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Always defeated. Always worn out. Always depressed. Always ready to give out. Amen. You better find out who you are in Jesus and who Jesus is in you. Amen. And live up to it. Some say, don't take the name. Woo! See, that's what they got in trouble for. They had the name of God. When people saw those people, they say, that's God's people. That's God's seed. Something's different about them. Some say, don't go out there trashing my name. Somebody say, amen. Woo, hallelujah. We're going to tell the truth. Amen. He said, by this will all men know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. Someone said, don't make his love in vain, his name in vain, by refusing to walk in supernatural love. Look at somebody and say, you got his name. And ask him for what? Somebody say hallelujah. Some of you Southerners, amen. You always talk about names. You go out here and trash our great family name, amen. Well, you have a name greater than, amen. Than whatever it is, amen. You've got the name of Jesus. Amen. And God expects you to live up to it, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Stand up. Somebody say a form of godliness. Must be pretty tense in here this morning. Huh? Yes, sir. So say a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. I'm teaching hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. We're talking about overcoming. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Somebody say, remember. Look, don't forget the day of God. Somebody say, hallelujah. So say, brother, you're going back to the law. We've been set free from the law. No, you've been given the ability to perform the law by the Holy Ghost. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, that just doesn't say, hey, you just have the Holy Ghost and you don't have to do any of the works of the law or any of those things. Amen. No, you got to do all the law, but you have the ability to do it by the Holy Ghost. You get so full of the Holy Ghost and so full of the grace of God, it's not a problem to walk out these things. Amen. It's not a problem. When you get the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you're going to live in a way that causes you not to take his name in vain. Amen. Amen. You're going to walk in a way to put him first always. You're not going to have any other gods when the Holy Ghost is living on the inside of you and abiding on you. Yeah. Somebody say, well, we got a new law. We got a new covenant. No, you just got the ability to perform the old one. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And thou shalt not, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, somebody say 6 days, thou shalt labor and do all, somebody say, do all thy work. See, we all think that we all got so much to do while we're here. We all got so many responsibilities. Somebody say, it's more than just a job. See, we always working up something. Somebody say, you always working up something. Working on what you're going to put together. Working on what you're going to work out. So I'm saying, if I work on a little bit better, it'll be okay. Amen. You might not be working, you know, at that desk in your office. Amen. But you're working on whatever you're working on. I got to work on my husband. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, working it. I got to work on this yard. I got to take some time off and work on me. Somebody say, all thy work. That means everything you want to work at, you need to give it up. Amen. One day. So let's say, hallelujah, I'm preaching the gospel. Amen. Teaching us how to overcome and live victorious. People wonder why they don't get anything. Somebody say, because you don't ever get off of it enough to let God get on it. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. If you stop working it, then really what you're doing is messing it up. Maybe God will get on it. Amen. Bible said, if I just hold my peace, and who's your peace? Jesus. And he'll come through, and the Lord will fight your battles, and victory will be yours. Amen. You're not God. There are certain things you can't do. Amen. There are certain things you're never going to be able to work out. Haven't you figured it out yet?
Amen.
Some say 6 days. You can do all your work. Amen. But then there comes a seventh day. Somebody say hallelujah. A Sabbath day that God's put aside. He said, look, just don't jump in my day. See, and you realize that. Somebody say, hey, that God can get more done in that one little day that you rest. Somebody say, in the Holy Ghost and cease from all your stuff.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Ooh, poke somebody on the side and say, hang it up. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, Jesus hung all of our sins on the cross.
Amen.
We ought to learn his example. So they say, hang it on the cross. It'll be all right. You can get more done with God than you can do by yourself. Somebody say, thank you, Father. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Somebody say, this. Hold on now. You can't give God what belongs to him already. Somebody say, hallelujah. There is a Sabbath day. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is, whatever it is. But most people, some say it's Saturday. Some, who cares? But there's a day that belongs to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Did he do away with it? Absolutely not. He did not do away with it. It's holy unto him. Amen. Holy Ghost gives us the ability to keep it. Amen. Blessed in the Sabbath, the day is the Lord. Cease from all thy work. Listen, Sabbath of the Lord, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy men servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor any stranger that is therein thy gates. For in 6 days, someone say, in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day. Somebody say, bless it. If that day is blessed and God spoke a blessing over that day, don't you get in there with your flesh and curse it.
Amen.
See, obedience. Everybody say blessings. And curses. People don't like to hear that stuff. Blessings come when we obey God.
Amen.
You obey God, you get blessed. See, in the book of Deuteronomy, it said that. You obey God by receiving Jesus Christ, you'll be blessed. Jesus Christ gives you all these bountiful blessings, but you still got to walk in obedience to get them. You still got to walk by faith to receive the blessings of God. Some say obedience is always comes with blessing. Heartache, trouble, woe, and all that mess and all these curses comes from any form of disobedience.
Amen.
There are certain things that God has already set apart and kept it sanctified and kept it holy. Some say, what did I mess up? Some say, was your butt out there in the flesh on the Sabbath day? Somebody said, you know, I'm talking about, I meant to get a lot farther. I wanted to get to Aiken. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say aching, breaking heart. Somebody say, you can take my heart, my aching, breaking heart. Amen. Y'all remember that song?
Yeah.
Aiken. Somebody said Aiken. Well, there's some aching hearts. Cause us not to get all that God wants us to have and be all God wants us to be. Someone said, I ain't got no cursed thing in my life. Amen. Well, if you're doing stuff in the times you're not supposed to be doing stuff, you are the cursed thing. Your efforts, your stubbornness, your pride, your way, your mindset in places where it doesn't need to be. Somebody say amen. Is it that God looks at you and say, oh, you cursed now, you're in trouble? No, that thing will breed trouble in and of itself. You really want to see somebody get wiped out? Look at the book of Romans. It says God turned them over to their own way. Somebody say, you got a way within this head, amen? Amen. And it's not the way of the bright and shining sun, amen? There's a way which seems right to men, but in the end, it leads only to death. Amen. Glory to God. How many of y'all glad to see Clint? He comes, I preach like this. Amen. No, that's my bud. Amen. Doesn't he look sharp this morning? Amen. It's good to see teenagers growing up in God. Amen. The Bible says you train up a child the way to go, they'll come back. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Boy, making it. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven. All these other stuff. Some say honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill and all this other stuff. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear fault with all these other stuff. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. Now I wanted to jump on over. God gave them all of these covenants and all of these things that they were to do. Somebody say, covenant. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go to Matthew. I tell you what, I can beat that. Let's just, Matthew's for later. Go to Joshua. Jesse, you want to get a mic? Hallelujah. Chris, you might need to run back and get Joshua chapter 6. You're going to need to read real fast. Y'all enjoying this? Well, Brother Jesse's got it. He's got it, Chris. What we're trying to get over to us right now, somebody say, when you do good. Somebody say, when people don't prevail. When the saints don't prevail. See, every once in a while, the enemy comes in like a flood. He'll do certain stuff. The enemy, you know, the devil's just carrying on, tearing up your house. I mean, just going and having a heyday. And we want to blame it on God and blame it on... Somebody say, well, you open the door. Somebody say, amen. You gave it entrance. What happens when the devil gets inside? Go on, Brother Jesse. Read real good for us. Joshua chapter 6. Just start at 1. We're going to read Joshua 6 and 7. We're going to at least get the word this morning, right? Go on, Brother Jesse.
Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, and all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout." So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed."
Read it again, please, that one verse.
"And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed."
Everybody read that with him. In any version you got, just read it right now. Read it, Jesse.
"And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed."
Read on.
"And when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it, but all the silver..."
Some say trouble.
Trouble.
Some say trouble.
Trouble.
Well, we're going to get there today. Keep reading, Brother Jesse.
"But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at the time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country.
Somebody say hallelujah. That's a good scripture. Look at somebody and say, what happens when the shout is over? Oh, y'all are quiet this morning. Say, what happens when the shout's over?
When the shout's over.
See, in our lives, we go through seasons. In our walk of faith, we go through seasons. You know, to everything, there's a season, there's a time. Amen. You know what? We've already encompassed, you know, the saints today. We've heard so much teaching. We've had so much revelation about, let's go take this city. You know, we've heard about being blessed, that God doesn't want us to be the tail. Amen. He wants us to be the head. So we went out and did everything God told us to do, and we went and took the city. Somebody said, we can have anything we want. Amen. We figured something, and the saints are taking the city. Boy, we're in public office. Amen. Somebody said, we took it. We've shouted, and God gave it to us. Amen.
Someone say, after the shout. After God brought you out, after your walls came down, after you came into a place that God promised you, what are you going to do once you get there? This is where we're at as the body of Christ in our nation today. Some say responsibility. See, we took the land for God's name. Amen. Amen. When we went out there, we got it, took companies, we got blessed. Somebody say, you're blessed with a purpose. I'm not everybody got to that point because some people still taking his name in vain. They haven't found out who they are and started to walk in authority the way they could take anything. Amen. If you can't take your own mind, you're not going to take nothing. Amen. You can't take your own spirit. The Bible said he that can take his own spirit is someone greater that can take a whole city. Amen. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. So these people, they got up there, they obeyed God. They marched around the city. They marched around the walls, and God gave it to them. And after they came into what God told them to come into, God gave them specific direction. Don't you touch that. See, there are a lot of people that got their hands in everything. I'm going to say, hallelujah. Just because, you know, God said, look, that belongs to me. Don't you touch it. God's got a plan for you. God will always see you blessed. He'll always see you taken care of. You just stay with obedience. You just stay with God. God will always do you better than you could ever do yourself.
Amen.
But sometimes saints get sticky fingers. Somebody say sticky-fingered saints. They grab it on every little thing. They got their finger in everything. They got their nose in everything. Got their face in everything. You know, we took the city of Jericho. God said, burn it! And what you don't burn belongs to me. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, anything in this world, we should burn it up. Now, people think this guy's getting real radical. Now, you know we believe in being blessed. Amen. But we shouldn't have anything. You can have it in your possession. Your name might be on it. But if your name is a name, if he's giving you that same name and say, listen, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, whatever I got belongs to God already. Amen. When you've gone over, we've gone over to the other side, we've taken the land, and I really believe whatever I got belongs to God. It's his. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Keep your flesh off of it.
Amen.
Somebody say keep your hands off of what belongs to God. Woo, glory to God. See, God wanted me to get around to this. We're going to have to pick it up tonight, amen, but that's what it's all about. We're finding out why we got so many people in oppression, why the church can't overcome. Somebody say, this is a corporate anointing. Don't you know what other people do will affect you too? We got visitors here this morning. You got to be careful where you go to church, amen, because some people got their hands in everything, amen, and whether you got your hands in it or not, they'll take you down too. Somebody said, you better know what you're walking with.
Amen.
We're walking together. Somebody say, you better mind your business. Well, honey, your business is my business. When we're walking together, we're in covenant together. This is a God thing. This is just the way the Christian faith is. You don't have to give account for nobody but yourself. But if your sin won't take me down, sister, I'm going to get in your face.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not. Whether it's politically correct or not. Amen?
Amen.
Some say trouble. See, many times you got trouble not because of what you're hooking with. It's what's hooking with you. Amen? He said, don't you touch the accursed thing unless you trouble the people. Woo, how many of you got some trouble? Now, you want to blame somebody, it's a good message to give you a cause to blame somebody else, no? Somebody say amen. We've been talking about sanctification, and we've been talking about holiness and being set apart and being called for God, being people of destiny, people of vision, people that believe that God is our hope, that he is our expectation. See, but there are certain people, they just want to hang on. You know, God told them, listen, he said, listen, after I take that thing down, don't you dare build it up again. Don't try to make it better. Don't try to work it out. See, we get in there, you know, we get over and we take the world, you know, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, we just want to make things better. We just want to put his name on it. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say burn it. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Don't you touch the accursed thing. Keep your hands off of it. Somebody say, he said, listen, anybody that even attempts to rebuild it, just a better way. Amen. There's a curse on them. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Can I take the next 10 minutes? I usually don't preach, but I want to get it done so we can get on to what God wants us to get on tonight. Amen. So after you got out there, somebody said, you got out there, you shouted, you marched around. Now your dumb butts got over into Jericho. You're over there. Amen. Figured out you're victorious. Now your hand, your flesh is in every little thing. Messing stuff up. We've gotten so soft and so familiar with every little thing. You can't tell a saint from the ain't. I'm the truth. I mean, you can flip through the stations and you know, and you don't know whether you're watching MTV or, you know, and it's not about the beat, but there are spirits of certain things. Amen. We're supposed to be different. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. God said, but the silver in Joshua chapter 6, verse 19, but all silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord, and they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Anybody does that mean you got to throw it all at church? No. That means in your heart, you need to set that apart for God. It means how you keep things in your heart. How you keep things in your heart, that means that every little thing you get, you need to run it to church? No, you need to pay tithes. Sow offerings and doing different things. But in your heart and over everything you've got, God's name needs to be on that. And you need his supervision. You need his guidance. You need his word on everything you do. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Paul said, all things I count but what? Amen. You get to that point. See, many people, we get so proud of our degree, proud of what we've accomplished. We've conquered the world. We've overcome. Woo! I'm doing better than my daddy did. Amen. They never went to school. I got to go to school. Boy, I done taken down the walls of Jericho. I'm really making it. I am somebody. That's not the heart of God. That's not the mind of God. Somebody say, all of it. It's God's. It's the Lord's. And I tell you what, when we start to live in that mindset, you start to live to where there's nothing you have. You can't stop stuff from coming from you. The faster you give it away, the quicker it'll come back. Amen. Amen. I mean, you can't stop vehicles and different things from coming your way when it belongs to God. Amen. If you stop trying to reach with your hands and start receiving with your heart, life will get better. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Yeah, the Spirit of, you know, I believe by the Spirit of God, God, you know, for our congregation, God was speaking to us. Somebody say, Achan. Say it one more time, Achan. Achan's causing some trouble. Amen. Every once in a while, you got to cut people loose. Idols. Everybody say, idols. Disobedience. Anything that's birthed out of disobedience is an idol. Anything birthed in disobedience is an idol. Anything that we have, any lifestyle or any lifestyle or any habit that we have, you know, or whatever else it is, when we know that the Spirit of God has spoken to us about that thing that we continue to keep rolling, it becomes an idol in our life. When you keep idols, amen, you bring on. You know, you just ask for trouble. Amen. Get them out of your life. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it one more time, just a little bit louder, so I know I'm not here by myself this morning. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 7, we're going to get Achan taken care of. Amen. How many of you want to get Achan out of your camp? How many want some trouble to leave? It's worth staying a little bit of minutes this morning. How many want to get Achan out of your house?
Amen.
Out of your church, out of your, you know, just let him go. Amen. People don't believe it's that easy, that you can get a revelation and start to walk in that revelation and stuff will start to get better. Achan, somebody say Achan. That word, the name Achan, somebody say it means trouble. Someone say trouble. When you get anybody with the mindset of Achan, hooking up with you, hanging with you, walking with you, it seems okay. Achan means trouble. Everybody say trouble. His name itself means to trouble, troublesome. Now, how can you find trouble? You know, someone say, oh, you're looking at trouble right there. See, we think trouble is just somebody with a big mouth. Most of the time they are, amen. But Achan's trouble. Somebody that has an idol in their life. Somebody has something they just can't get over. Something they just won't give up. Trying to be like God. Somebody say pride. You know, you got that same thing going over and you refuse just to give up stuff after the Holy Ghost has gotten on you about stuff. You refuse to get over stuff. It's just me. Well, you just be you and you can't get to heaven. Only Jesus can. Amen. What does that mean? You're not going to go to heaven? No. If you don't have the lifestyle, you got to have Jesus on the inside of you. When you're judged, they need to see Jesus. That's the only one that gets in. And there's so many people, well, it's like that, and that's the way it is. I'm just being me. Well, I don't want to be you on the last day, amen? I don't want to be me on the last day. I want to be who God wants me to be. Some say Achan. Achan did several things. Okay, Achan had this ability. First of all, in Joshua chapter 7, 20. Somebody say Joshua 7, 20. Everybody go there. Joshua 7, 20. Achan answered Joshua. And Achan, somebody say, trouble revealed itself. First of all, this is the Achan spirit that will cause you trouble. First thing Achan said, he said, listen, Achan answered Joshua. He said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. And in verse 21, it says, when I saw. Somebody say, I saw.
I saw.
Somebody say, I saw.
I saw.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. When you get people, all they're doing is looking out there, looking for the next blessing, looking for the next ride, looking for the next deal, looking for the next wave, always looking on the outside. Money, 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 money. Money. Somebody say, always sniffing up this, always sniffing up that. You know, their attention's here. Their attention's on everything but God. Too busy for God. So that's the first thing. That's the first kind of person that causes trouble. You better leave that alone. They think it's real cute. Better leave that alone. You know, wisdom tells you better leave that alone. No, they always want to go signifying, looking in the wrong place. You know you're not going to find God in there. What you looking for? I mean, what you behold will literally become your destiny. What you've got your eyes on will become your destiny. People's desires. Our eyes will mark our desires. And people that have wrong, you know, impure desires and they're motivated, they're looking to everything else than to Jesus, they're going to give you some trouble. Amen?
Amen.
Achan saw and Achan coveted God's property. That's what brought the curse on. Somebody say, wow. Yeah. He stole. Achan coveted God's property. I tell you what, if you find, now we can take it real easy. Now, in this case, God said, in this portion of Scripture, he said, everything in that town was mine. It had anything to do with the 10%. Didn't have anything to do with the 10%. Don't you know there are certain things in your life that God does, and he says all of it? There are certain projects that you get into, certain things you do, and you expect to roll it this way. Well, I'm just going to whip off it. No, that's an assignment from the Holy Ghost. You got to hear God. You should say, all of this, and you don't realize that that's only 10% by the end of the year anyhow. Amen. You got to hear God as the days go by. Somebody say, amen. So in this case, God wasn't talking about someone who said, oh, Achan didn't have to do that. That was beyond the call of duty. Whatever he tells you to do. Somebody say, amen. Is what he commands. Amen. So Achan coveted God's property. Who said it was God's? His name wasn't written on it. That was Jericho's property. See, that's how we get sometimes. We try to play dumb. Just because it doesn't have his name on, we don't think it belongs to God. You know, his name ain't on it nowhere. Last thing I knew, Jericho had this stuff. Amen. If God said it, he meant it. It's his. People want to take God to court. You know, we go to divorce court. I bought this. This belongs to me. And there are a lot of people that refuse to give God what belongs to them because they still got him in the courtroom trying to call him a liar. Some say, it belongs to God. Hallelujah. Achan coveted God's property. Amen. Also in verse 21, he said, I saw it. And two, he said, I coveted. He troubled God's, and he troubled. Also in verse, it says here, verse 21, I don't know where we're getting. He said, and I took them, and behold, they are hidden in the earth, in the mist, and the silver under it. So these people look, they covet what belongs to God, and they always cause trouble. Keep what they steal from God. See, there are a lot of people that keep stuff that they steal from God, and they try to invest it in the earth, and they think they're going to get away with it. There are a lot of people that steal from God and try to do that today. Well, I'm going to take this and think I'm going to work it more than God can work it, and then as soon as I get blessed with it, I'll really help the church. I'll really help God out. Mm-hmm. See, there are a lot of people that are doing that today. You know, I'm not going to trust obedience. I'm not going to trust God. I'm going to sit up here and work it out myself. You know, and then later on, some say, you know, Achan said, I hid it in the earth. Yes. See, there are a lot of saints that hid stuff in the earth. Mm-hmm. A lot of saints that hid stuff in the stock market. Amen. Somebody say, hid it in the flesh, hid it in the earth, hid it in the worldly system and all of a sudden. Somebody say, it's hid. I'm all tied up. I can't do nothing there. Because you hid it in the wrong place. Somebody say, hallelujah. Yeah, they do. So first of all, Achan will do things like that. They are more invested in the world than they are in the Word of God. They got more tied up in the world and more invested in God. I mean, more invested in the world than they are in God. So what we need to do, somebody say, get away from Achan, even though he appears to be a nice guy. Joshua chapter 7, verse 25 says this. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? And say, why have you troubled us? How many of you believe the word of God? I'm closing right here. How many of you believe the word of God?
Amen.
How many of you really trust God? See, we think that the number of people will give us success. We think the more people we got up here, the more success we'll have. Only God gives success.
Amen.
Amen. The blessing of God is valued more than 103 Achans. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah, isn't that good? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. It's all right. I want God's success. Amen. So allow God to do some purging. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost just a bit. Amen. When God's ready to bless, he's going to bless. Hallelujah. He's looking for somebody. So just one of us can put 1,000 to flight. Somebody say hallelujah. Then two of us, two people that have the right heart, the right motivation, the right spirit. Amen. They can do a bunch of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand right where you are? Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, I want to have a Joshua mentality. God, deliver us right now from Achan's mentality. Somebody say, praise God. You know, get around people that are running for God.
Amen.
Amen. That's where you're going to be blessed. That's, I mean, it's not enough for just you to be running for God for yourself. It's not enough.
Amen.
You got to have people that are running in the same fashion in there that you're in agreement with you. Amen. You can teach them the word, and they need to hear that word preached and make up their mind where they're going to go in that direction. They're going to go in that direction. Roll with them. But if they made up their mind and they're going to roll in that direction, they're going to have one foot in the world. And one, you know, you need to get up and keep rolling. So say, what kind of pastor are you? A good one. Hallelujah. Because that's going to cause you trouble later. Amen. You can't pastor people out of curses they received. Amen. But you can tell them the truth to where they can discern it and walk in the light of God's revelation. You can't have a halfway in, halfway out body. Amen. Bible says just a little bit of leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. Praise God. See, I made up in my mind, I'm going to run for God. Anybody else that want to run too, I'll pray the prayer of faith and deliverance for them, and they can start running too. But that mindset that they want God to be their total source and they're all in all, amen? We need to stop listening to people's flesh. Amen. We need to stop that mess. It's nowhere in Scripture. Ain't nobody fussed with Jesus when he was trying to tell them the gospel. He preached the gospel to them, they could make up their mind and receive it. You know, they received it, and then they were able to follow. Here we let people walk behind Jesus griping. You know, those children of Israel, they didn't go nowhere in the wilderness griping. He didn't have that in his disciples. Now, they might have fought every little now and then about who's going to sit where, but they weren't walking, complaining, and griping. They weren't the same breed. Why we got to go over to this town? Why we got to do that? Give up what? Mother, father, all this other stuff? You must be out your mind. See, you're reading the wrong scriptures. See, you got to find out what camp you're in. See, that other camp that did that mess, they never got over. They never got over. Amen. But the disciple of Jesus Christ, they made up their mind once and for all, I'm going to follow Jesus with everything I got. Amen. I'm not going to look back. It's all of God. Amen. And they got where God wanted them to be. And you need to have that same revelation, that same walk. Amen. Make up your mind once for all. This church going to make up. We've made up our mind. I made up my mind. Amen.
Amen.
No compromise. Amen. We're going on with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Notice how many of them died in the wilderness. Notice that he gave us the example of 12 disciples, didn't he? 12 disciples, that church grew to 3,000. But really, those 12, it was 12 disciples. 12 disciples, amen, that went out there and followed God, that God said, let these be your example. They said, follow us as we follow Christ. That was our example, those 12. Now, notice in the Old Testament, how many perished in the wilderness? Now, the ones that there were more that perished in the wilderness than those 12 disciples that followed, decided to follow Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus would show up today, and you had 12 of them running over here for God, and you had a million of them running over there. Many of us would jump over with the millions. Just because we think a crowd means approval. The Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. Go on, go. Oh, I'm not just talking up our stuff, but I'm telling the truth. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm sensing the Holy Ghost right now. You need to make up your mind where you want to walk and how you want to live. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to walk with God, make up your mind to stay with God, stay in the Spirit of God, and don't compromise it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We follow your voice. Purge us, O Father God, with your word. Hallelujah. Sanctify us by your word. Make us what you want us to be. Father God, give the saints the ability to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let people receive that good news and stay on the right path. Let us walk in love and encouragement and in discipline, Father God, that we'll never be out of what you want us to be into, Father God. That we'd always be open and able to receive. And I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it because you love God. You are going to make it all the way. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't let the devil lie to you. Amen. You're not aching. Glory to God. You're not aching. Amen. You're the seed of Jesus. Amen. By Abraham. Somebody say amen. You're Abraham's seed according to the promise. God promises to see you through. You just trust him and obey him and watch it happen for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Receive the blessing. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say let go, of the accursed thing. And you'll be able to receive the blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love you people. Y'all stay strong in Jesus.
Amen.
And come back to church tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Make the visitors feel welcome. Make excuses for all the things that are wrong. Hallelujah. Billy said, listen, real quick, if you got to go, go, but it's still the Lord's day. Billy, it has a testimony, and I know it's God. Come on, dear, here. I know it's God. And she didn't even know about this week that we've been talking about testimonies.
I know that a lot of you know me, and I...
anything about microphones. I've been going through a lot of storms in my life lately. I guess we all have, and we all go through them. And I didn't know that much about them. And Holy Spirit just kept filling me full of testimony, and I knew that I needed to praise God more. Because no matter what I came up against, I just felt this overwhelming need to just keep praising Him and praising Him. And I literally, this week in the mornings, I've been flipping on like Daystar and this other, you know, the other station, and I've been listening to people from all the way from Marilyn Hickey to Joyce Meyer to, I mean, just going through it. And my spirit got a lot of testimony, you know. So I was agreeing, and I was, one thing I started doing was praying in the Holy Ghost. Which I don't know if you know me personally, but sometimes I have a problem with that because I feel like that God, you know, I'm doing it because God told me to, and He gave me a new language, but I'm not understanding what I'm saying. And sometimes I guess we all have that thing about it's a control thing, you know. I don't know what I'm saying. How can I, you know? But I did it anyway, and I just did it more, and I did it more, and I did it more, and I kept getting all these things in testimony, and I knew the Spirit was testifying to me. Long story short, Wednesday, I had just listened to Sarah Bowling talking about storms in people's lives, which really hit me pretty hard. And what she said was that sometimes God plants you in a place until He delivers you. And He does it for a reason. And I mean, it may be a season, which I have a feeling mine was, because everything was going wrong. I mean, mother, daughter, I mean, aches, pains, husband. I mean, it was all coming right in my face, and I just kept praising God. And Kenneth Copeland was on with Brother Leroy Thompson, and I was fixing to walk out the door. I'd been praising and singing all morning, and I'd been praying in the Spirit. All of a sudden, they were talking about the money, and Leroy Thompson wrote a book about money cometh, and it was about money cometh to the body of Christ, and it's talking about the covenant, that when God trusts you and you really get to, you know that you know who you are, and He starts trusting you, then He starts giving you money to do His will. And they were talking about why some people don't receive it, and I thought, well, I'm gonna wait. I'm not going outside. I'm not gonna turn the TV off, so I'm just gonna listen to what they're saying. And what they basically said was, you know, some people are high-minded. Why are some people, you know, you think they're spiritual, you think they're religious, whatever, they're doing everything they're supposed to do, and they're broke. Why are they broke? And he was talking about, well, some people just want to do things themselves, and some people don't want to give credit to God. Some people don't want to wait on God to do things. So I'm thinking, this is all well and good, and this is good, and I agree with this. And I was fixing to turn the TV off, and Leroy Thompson bent over toward the TV screen, and he says, I'm going to show you something, and this is a testimony so that you're going to know money cometh to you right now, right through this TV screen, right this minute. And I looked up and I thought, boy, that's pretty strong. Well, I'm going to agree with that. Okay, so I turned my TV off, and I get a call from my stepsister just a few seconds later on the telephone, and I'm talking to her, and she's asking about my mother who's very ill, and she's asking about her progress and all this, and I have call waiting. And somebody kept beeping in on the line. I said, excuse me just a minute, because I'm going to have to find out who this is. And I flip over to the other line, and this woman, she's talking 90 miles an hour. I can barely understand her. I said, I'm sorry. I said, what did you say? She said, my name's Michelle, and I'm with, I'm with Washington Mutual, which was taken over by Bank United, which was, it was originally Savings of America. And I'm going, yeah. She goes, did you used to have a house at 7303 Kite Hill? And I said, yeah, I used to live there. And she goes, this sweetest little lady came in this morning with this big box of bank statements. And she said, was your name Curtis? And I said, yeah, it was, but now it's Coon. She says, okay, well, that explains it. And she said, she didn't know what to do with them, and she brought them into our branch office because it had our address on it. I said, okay, fine, what is it? She said, did you know you had a savings account? And I said, no, I don't. I closed my savings account with Washington Mutual. I have a checking account. She goes, no, you had a savings account with Savings of America. I said, no, not because when I sold my house, they took all the money out of that. Everything was put toward the sale of the house. There was nothing. She said, oh, yes, there is, and they've been taking $3 a month out of it all this time. But the good news is you have $106 left, and you need to go down today, and you need to go get your $106. I hung up that phone, and I just went, whoa, Lord. And it wasn't the money thing. It was the covenant to know that God trusted me to give me the money. Well, that wasn't the end of it. I thought that was big enough, and I went to lunch with my husband, who everybody knows I'm praying for his deliverance night and day, and I know the Lord's going to deliver him. But I gave him the testimony, and we were eating, and he had a friend of his there at lunch, and they were saying, okay, all right, you know, they were making little jokes or whatever. He gets home from work. He goes to the mailbox. He goes to the mailbox, and he had just sent his daughter, his youngest daughter, to the doctor. We had a new insurance that literally pays for nothing, okay? I mean, if you get tests run and you get this or whatever, you know it's out of your pocketbook. And he had paid him like $1,500 for all of her tests. The doctor had sent a refund of the $1,500. Evidently, the insurance had paid for it, which they, probably wouldn't have, but for whatever reason, they paid for it. And I looked at him, and I said, money cometh. And he says, oh, yeah, okay. I said, well, if I were you, I would take at least 10% of that and tithe it. But I know he's going to be delivered. But I had to share that. I mean, that was the most phenomenal thing. And I mean, I called Brother Copeland's ministry just to give a testimony about it, because I said, these guys need to hear about this. And his minister said, I've never heard of anything like that happening. He said, you mean the woman saved the, instead of trying to contact you, she didn't know what my name was because I got married. She didn't know how to contact me. The real estate agent that handled the deal or whatever moved away. She doesn't speak much English. So she did. She literally took a whole big box of bank statements down to the bank. That was God, because all that money, they told me all that money was gone when they closed the account, because my payment used to come out of there. But God's going to deliver the whole body of Christ out of what we're going through. And that's what came to me. That's what was in my heart when I felt I'd received that money. It was just a big message that no matter what you're going through, God is listening to what you're going through. He's going to give you what you need to bring you out of it.